This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Wolliver's Oatmeal Stout from Otter Creek in Middlebury, Vermont. This is a little interesting just because it's a certified organic beer with the USDA logo and everything. So they're using locally grown organic ingredients. So let's see what it's like. Taking a look at it, it's a deep brown color. It looks opaque in room light. It's got a tall, light tan head. It's settling slowly. But when I hold it up to a flashlight, it's very clear, and it's got this beautiful, deep garnet color. Really a deep, rich red. That's pretty. I'll give that a 3. The aroma, I'm getting a moderate coffee-like roasted grain, a little bit of malty sweetness. It's clean, not getting any esters or hops. The malt is very enticing. It's nutty and chocolatey and coffee-like, and it has a distinctive oatmeal aroma, like from oatmeal cookies when they're baking. It's nice. I'll give that an 11. Tasting it, you get a malty sweetness initially, but it finishes a little dry with nutty and coffee flavors. I think the bitterness level is about medium. But in the balance, the malt is dominating. The malt profile is got a light chocolate and deep coffee and creamy flavor with some sweetness, makes it seem sort of like bittersweet chocolate. Nice oatmeal flavor. Really restrained hops. Barely get any at all. It's a very clean ferment, suggesting an American yeast. No esters, no diacetyl. There is some grainy dryness in the finish. Oatmeal stouts can be interpreted differently by brewers. They can be from moderately sweet to moderately dry. This one's on the dry side. It's not totally dry. I mean, there's some malty sweetness initially, and then it becomes drier at the end with the roasted grains adding to the dryness. That's a very nice balance. Is giving a little bit of dryness makes it easier to drink, but it's not so dry that it feels like you're fighting through it. So I'm going to give that a 18. Mouthfeel. I'd say the body is medium full. The carbonation is medium high. And you get to use some of the extra adjectives in mouthfeel. It's very smooth, it's very silky, it's very creamy. All good things in this style. While there is some graininess, I wouldn't really call it astringent. It's certainly not harsh. And I'm also not getting any alcohol heat. So all that seems very normal. You know, could be a little fuller, but, you know, they're going for a little drier interpretation, which is fine. So, you know, it's okay for the body to be, you know, not over the top. So I still think that's fine, so I'll give it a 5 in mouthfeel. Overall, it's a clean and tasty beer. It's got a significant oatmeal flavor, which you always like to see. I mean, it's called an oatmeal stout, so you ought to be getting oatmeal. I mean, you get the effects of oatmeal with the body and the silkiness and smoothness, but you know, for my money, I'd like to actually smell it and taste it as well. It has really well-developed coffee-roasted flavors without harshness, which is good. You don't like to see the really sort of burnt flavors in this kind of a beer. Smooth, silky, satisfying, easy drinking. Like I said, it's a dry-ish interpretation, but certainly a legitimate choice by the brewer, because they can go from, you know, fairly sweet to fairly dry. I certainly had more drier ones than this, but I think the dryness adds to some of the drinkability. It's nice to get sort of a palate richness and then finishing dry, because that sort of helps you just keep sipping on it. So that's a beer you could have a couple of. There's not a lot of hops in there to clash with the malt, but there's certainly enough bitterness to balance it out. But it does come off as a malty beer. Seems very American in its fermentation profile. It's very very clean. This seems like a very fresh beer as well. So all the flavors are nice and bright and vibrant. Very drinkable. So I'll give that a 9. So that's a nice score. I'm looking at the style guidelines, and this one is sort of, you know, towards the end and commercial examples, but I think it's awfully nice. It's worth seeking out. I don't know how widely it is available. Certainly Otter Creek beers are available more than in the Northeast. I think they use this Wolliver's brand for their organic beers, but it's worth checking out. So that's the Otter Creek Wolliver's Oatmeal Stout. It doesn't actually say Otter Creek on the label. It's sort of on the side, just when you see the brewer. It's under the Wolliver's brand, WOLAVER'S. The Wolliver's Oatmeal Stout, Category 13C Oatmeal Stout. Mm-hmm.